What's in a name? That which we call a rose. By any other name would smell as sweet.
Shakespeare had a wildly extensive vocabulary. He used 29,000 different words across his works, 800,000 words total. But does that beat this?
I smoke all the mic like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor.
Hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan and some other rappers give the Bard a run for his money. That's according to Matt Daniels. He charted the vocabularies of hip-hop artists against Shakespeare and Herman Melville.
This is not a serious academic study. This isn't, like, I thought it'd be cool on the internet.
So Daniels analyzed a pool of 85 different rappers with the help of a website called Rap Genius. It catalogs lyrics and their meanings.
Using that database, I created a visualization that maps out how these artists' vocabulary stand against one another.
He used a sample size of 35,000 words for each artist. That's about the number of lyrics in 3 to 5 studio albums. At the top of the list, rapper Aesop Rock had 7,392 unique words, and the Wu-Tang Clan had 5,895 unique words.
Using the same sample size, Shakespeare had about 5,000 unique words. To quote from Hamlet,
"This bodes some strange eruption to our state."
In fact, the Bard was outworded by 15 rappers, Melville by 3. But Daniel says he isn't trying to make some sweeping statement about the lyrical prowess of hip-hop.
Really, my inclusion of Shakespeare was just to say, if using the same methodology, here's how he would compare to some hip-hop artists.
Daniel says that picking a style of vocabulary is a challenge every artist faces, to be complex or dumb things down.
A certain style gets me a certain audience, and that audience might attract to a certain fan base and wealth that I otherwise wouldn't have.
Daniels doesn't quantify how many of hip-hop's unique words can be found in the Oxford English Dictionary, but then again, Shakespeare was quite creative in making up words himself.
Faux shizzle.
My true music business hate me because the industry ain't make me. Hustlers and boosters embrace me and the music I be making. I dumb down for my audience to double my dollars. They criticize me for it, yet they all yell holler. If skill soul, truth be told, I'd probably be lyrically Talib Kweli. Truthfully.